with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It won't be long now. Jury deliberations will resume soon in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. It's a trial that Mr. Trump says was rigged against him from the very start.
A lot of key witnesses were not called. Look at your list. Look at the players. And you know who I'm talking about. You can take five or six of them. Why didn't they call those witnesses? They didn't call them because they would have been on our side.
The day will begin with the reading aloud of testimony that was requested by the jury. Jurors also asked the judge to go over his instructions to them one more time. Israel's military says it has taken control of a strip of land along the Gaza-Egypt border, a corridor used by Hamas for smuggling weapons into Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, with prices skyrocketing, fast food is fast becoming a luxury that many Americans will not indulge. The CEO of one big burger chain is talking about it, complaining of misinformation.
McDonald's U.S. President Joe Erlinger says reports suggesting the price of the average Big Mac have doubled since before the pandemic are exaggerated. Erlinger says he and many franchisees are frustrated by a viral post on X about a Big Mac meal in Connecticut that cost $18, calling the price an exception. McDonald's says the average U.S. price for a meal is around $9.29. The fast food giant saw a slowdown earlier this year as inflation worried consumers dined out less often. Since the end of 2019, the average price for a Big Mac went up about 20%. The average cost for all menu items is up 40% over the last 5 years. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden stepping up his outreach to black voters. Polls show a growing number of them are turning away from him and the Democrats, willing to give former President Trump a second look. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures down 352 points, NASDAQ futures off 54. This is SRN News. Another reason for parents to beware.
Before you buy that new Nintendo game for your child, you should probably listen to this. The makers of Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, have included a transgender character who has a discussion with Mario about his or her decision to live as the opposite sex. What does this actually have to do with playing the game? Not much. But Nintendo apparently feels the need to advance the LGBT agenda with kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed measure would have required schools in California to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification at school has failed to qualify for the November ballot. The proposal received about 400,000 of the 500,000 signatures it needed to qualify. Supporters of the policy say it would provide necessary transparency for parents who are not being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. This is SRN News. Flint, Michigan residents who have been living for years with disheveled properties may finally be getting some relief.
The state of Michigan says it will step in and oversee the repairs of properties that were torn up during the Flint water crisis after a judge in March found the city in civil contempt for blowing past deadlines to get the work done. The Natural Resources Defense Council says about 30,000 water lines were dug up and inspected after a water switch in Flint in 2014 caused lead to leach off old pipes, spoiling the drinking water system. The Defense Council says there are about 1,900 homes where the city never went back to fix the property workers dug up, leaving broken driveways and sidewalks and ripped up lawns. I'm Donna Warder.
Alabama set to execute a man convicted of bludgeoning an elderly couple to death 20 years ago to steal prescription drugs and $140. More details, SRNNews.com.